of The Six Shooter, starring James Stewart as Britt Ponsett.
Well, she was a real pretty girl. About 20, jet black hair and black eyes that sort of flash sparks when she talked. At least they were flashing sparks at us for a while. But finally we managed to get her quieted down. We explained that we weren't trying to rob her. We were just looking for an outlaw who was somewhere in these parts.
No. No. I have seen no one.
You're sure about that?
See, there has been nobody. Last night, last week, nobody.
You live here all alone?
This cabin belonged to my father, Alfredo Mendez. He's dead now. 6 months. I live alone.
I must be kind of lonely, a young girl like you.
I'm busy. I take care of cows. I plant seeds. There will be food for winter.
Well, I think I'll take a look around outside, the barn maybe.
Well, you look there. I tell you, there's no one.
Yeah, that's what you told us.
Want me to go with you, Sam?
No. You might check the rest of the cabin, though, Britt.
Sure.
You think I lie? You think I would protect this bandido you tell me about? I am Maria Gonzalez Mendez. I do not lie.
All right. Now, don't get excited, Maria. If he should be in this neighborhood and you didn't know about it, well, it'd be for your own good if we turned him up, wouldn't it?
See? Yeah, I guess so. But your friend, he does not trust me.
Well, Sam's a sheriff. He can't afford to take chances. You mind showing me the rest of the place here?
If you like. This is the men room. You call it the parlor. Here is where I sleep.
What's that door over there?
The bedroom of my father. It is still as it was when he...
Yeah.
You're satisfied?
I'm satisfied Stringer isn't in the cabin, Maria.
You're like your friend. You do not trust me either. Why would I hide this man if he's what you say he is?
I sure don't know.
He killed someone last night?
That's right.
You did not see him do it?
No, but the man he shot, well, he recognized Stringer.
Stringer? It is a funny name.
Yeah?
I never heard of him.
Well, he's pretty well known. This isn't his only killing by a whole lot.
Has nothing to do with me.
He's not in here, Sam.
Yeah. Well, he's not in the barn either. But his horse is.
What?
No, senor, no. It is my horse, the one you saw.
I suppose you've been riding him all night, huh?
I do not know what you mean.
Well, somebody sure been giving him a workout. They even rode him after he went lame, too. Now, why don't you start telling us the truth for a change? How about it?
It does not matter. He has gone. I give to him another pony and he rides away. Long before you get here, he is gone.
Well, now I'll be...
You will never catch him now. That is why I pretend I think you want to rob me when you come.
Minor known.
But he has killed no one. And his name, it is no Stringer. It is Johnny Davis. He tells me that you will look for him and that you will blame him for things he does not do.
Sure, that's what he told you. And you had to believe him, didn't you?
He would not lie to me.
Well, I guess you ain't the first senorita that got taken in by Johnny Stringer. Even his wife. He's talked her into putting up with him on and off for the last 5 years, and she's supposed to be a pretty decent girl.
His wife?
That's right, Maria. Johnny's married. Has been since he was, 18 or so.
It is not my concern, this Johnny Stringer.
It isn't, huh? Your friend Davis, has he got black hair, curly black hair?
Many men have black hair.
And many men don't have a scar on their neck, right here.
A scar?
We're just wasting time, Britt. We've got a trail to pick up.
Yeah.
Wait. You lied to me about this scar. You tried to make me think that my Juanito is the same man you look for. You lie about him.
I told you the truth, Maria.
But he could not be married. No, it is not so. He's promised to marry me.
How long has Stringer been staying here?
No, senor. He's not Stringer. His name is Davis. Johnny Davis.
How long has he been here?
2 weeks. He stays in my father's room 2 weeks. I find him with a bullet in his leg. He's hurt. I make him well. He says he loves me.
Yeah.
He goes yesterday to arrange for the wedding.
He couldn't marry you, Maria. If he did, it wouldn't be a real marriage.
No, senor, no. He says he loves me. He says I feel it in my heart. If he does not have love for me, I would know.
Britt.
Yeah?
He's got a fresh horse. We'd better get moving.
Yeah, sure. Come on.
He is my horse, senors.
What?
The man with his car, he has no horse.
Where is he, Maria?
He tried to fool me that he's married, that he has a wife. He made this up to fool me.
Where is he?
The barn.
But I already...
The loft of the barn, that's where he hides, the loft. Now I have told you the truth. You must...
Yeah?
You must tell me the truth about Johnny. There's no reason to fool me any longer. You must tell me the truth.
But it is the truth, Maria. All of it. And I'm sorry.
You ready, Britt?
Yeah, I'm ready. We walked outside. We didn't draw our guns. We just strode along as though we were going to go right past the barn. And when we got even with the door, Sam nodded and we took a couple of quick steps and pressed flat against the building.
Stringer? We know you're in there. Stringer!
Sam waited a minute or so, and then we started inching toward the open door. I took my cue from him, and I started moving in the opposite direction. Well, he was up there all right. And he was in a good position to cover that door, too, if either one of us so much as got near it.
We ain't no hurry, Stringer. We can wait.
You wait a long time, mister.
Sam?
Yeah?
Is there any other way of getting inside? Around the back, maybe?
There's a window, but it's too small to crawl through.
Isn't that he's using up a lot of bullets?
Trouble is, we don't know how many loads he's carrying.
Yeah.
Guess we'll just have to try smoking them out. Ain't no breeze. Ought to be safe enough.
What about the horse?
He's just inside the door. He ain't tied up or nothing. He'll come out before it gets too bad.
Okay. I'll go around and back.
I managed to get to the rear of the barn by hugging the sides of the building and keep out of range. Every once in a while, I could hear Stringer get off another shot. But he was still aiming towards Sam, trying to make sure that we didn't rush him. I found some dry brush and pushed it up against the barn. And then I broke through the window with the butt of my gun. And that told Stringer where I was, and he sure didn't like it. I flattened down, and I stayed that way until I got a handful of brush burning. And then I raised up a couple of inches and then threw it inside. I didn't know whether it would catch or not, so I stayed there where I was so I could be sure. Yeah, I must have been lucky. It had hit some rags and papers. Anyway, a good steady stream of smoke was pouring out the broken window, and Stringer would have to start moving out pretty soon. He wasn't doing any shooting, so I made my way around the front again. The smoke was starting to come out the door, and the whole inside of the barn was filled up with it. Never know about a horse during a fire. Some of them would just stand right in the middle of it and not make a move to save themselves. But there was only one direction Maria's pony could head, and that was outside, so he finally put his nose down to count and galloped past. About a minute later, Stringer followed his example. He was holding a bandana over his mouth with one hand, and the other hand was stuck up in the air. We were both covering him, Sam and me. But it didn't look like we had anything to worry about. And then I saw a flicker of metal behind that bandana. But before I could do anything about it...
What is that?
She ran in front of us and threw herself in his arms.
I figured you wouldn't let me down, honey.
He pulled her tight against him and the bandana fell away from the revolver he was holding.
All right, gents, drop him. I said drop him, unless you want to shoot her in the back.
Johnny.
Drop him, I said. And I ain't going to wait much longer.
Okay, Stringer.
You too, mister. Now, honey, just stay close to me. We're getting out of here.
Will you take me, Johnny?
What's the difference?
You take me to get married like you promised? Remember, Johnny, you promised me this would be our
wedding. Sure, I remember, but we got other things to think about now. Where'd they leave their horses, Maria? Did they tell you?
I've got on my mother's white dress. The dress she was wearing.
Yeah, yeah.
I dressed at night. The lace. I look very pretty, Johnny.
Oh, shut up. What about their horses?
Why don't you tell her you won't marry her, Stringer? That you can't, even if you wanted to.
I wouldn't do a lot of talking if I was you, mister.
Tell her about your wife in Utah. And some of the other girls have helped you over a tight spot. You're not the first, Maria, not by a long shot.
I warned you, mister. I told you.
He says, why do you care, Johnny, if they are not true? But they are true. Aren't they, Johnny?
I never said they was true.
You don't have to say. I know. In my mother's white dress with the lace, I will not wear it today.
What if I am married? That doesn't mean that we can't.
Maria.
For a second, I didn't realize what had happened. Stringer was staring at Maria like he'd never seen her before, and then he started to raise the revolver he was holding, his finger on the trigger, but he never finished squeezing it. He slid out of Maria's arms and fell face down on the dirt. It was a small knife with a fancy silver handle buried deep in his back, right between his shoulder blades.
You will want to take me with you now. Not Juanito. But I would like to change my dress first. I think I would like to wear the white one with the lace. After all.
Well, we waited around till we were sure the fire was out, and then we took Maria back to Prospect. I don't know whether what she'd done was murder or not. Stringer was holding a gun on us. Maybe she saved our lives. And he sure had it coming to him. There wasn't much doubt about that. I gave Judge Ricker a statement, and then I left Prospect. I guess if there was a trial, Maria must have come out of it all right. At least I hope so.
The word research has become pretty familiar to all of us in the last 10 years or so, but have you ever stopped to think what research, especially medical research, means to you personally? Without research, we would have no penicillin or any of the other wonder drugs. Research is also the most important weapon in the fight against mental illness. And mental illness today afflicts more than 9 million people. Already, research has opened up leads for preventing many mental illnesses, and research has shown us speedier and more effective ways of helping mentally sick people to get well. Research scientists say we can be hopeful, but they need help from us. They need money to carry on research. If we help science, science can give us a much better chance to escape mental illness and to cure mental illness if it should strike. If you'd like to help, give to the Mental Health Fund in care of your local postmaster. Just address Mental Health Fund in care of your local postmaster. Don't wait. This worthwhile cause needs your support now. Six Shooter is a transcribed NBC Radio Network production in association with Review Productions. It is based on a character created by Frank Burt and is written by him. Mr. Stewart may currently be seen in the Universal International picture, The Glenn Miller Story. Others in the cast were Virginia Gregg, Harry Bartell, Harley Bear, Joel Cranston, and Barney Phillips. Special music for this program was by Basil Adlam. And the entire production is under the direction of Jack Johnstone. All characters and incidents were fictitious, and any resemblance to actual characters or incidents is purely coincidental. Well, by the way, you'll be interested in knowing that the Six Shooter has been chosen for broadcast to our men overseas through the facilities of the Armed Forces Radio Services. This is John Wall speaking. Hear an address by President Eisenhower next on the NBC Radio Network.